Central New York teams, Central New York teens have the chance this summer to participate in a STEAM summer day camp that results in helping someone in need. It's called Hand in Hand, where students entering 7th through 12th grades will work in teams to design and fabricate prosthetic hands for local youth and seniors using 3D printers. Joe Vargo is Executive Director of Partners for Education and Business.
There's nothing like the student's eyes looking at a person who has a need that they can help to mitigate some of the challenges that a loss of a limb might present. So it's really rewarding.
You can see the impact that it has on the children.
That's Kevin Hanna, Regional Director for AT&T External Affairs.
They understand when you apply the science and the technology and the math and the engineering, as well with some artistry in terms of the 3D printing and the design, it's really powerful. Technology can be fun and it can also help people.
AT&T has supported numerous STEAM camps here and across the state for years. The Hand in Hand camp is free and transportation and lunch are available. Hannah says they're focused on eliminating barriers in an effort to ensure inclusion and diversity.
Underserved areas that might not normally have access to programs like this, and also to have female representation. There is a gender gap and a diversity gap in many STEM disciplines.
He says the idea is to introduce STEM at an early age in hopes they pursue a STEM education and career. The in-person camp comes as many other summer activities go virtual or have been canceled altogether. Joe Vargo says this experience can't be duplicated.
At this point, we figure students might need a rest from a lot of that virtual sitting in front of the computer. That's why we think this camp would be very attractive, especially with the high-level concentration that we have on the technology and the anatomy.
The camp will be held July 27th through 30th and August 3rd through 6th at the Museum of Science and Technology. The deadline to apply is July 8th. The program will strictly follow county, state, and CDC guidelines to ensure safety, including temperature checks, reduced group sizes, increased cleaning, and social distancing. Information and registration is at cnystem.com under events. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.